I'll tell you the truth. I mean, it really wasn't intended to be Soul Man. That's a perfect example of, you know, here's how that happened. I always like to work on some beats with Kevin. And so I said, Kevin, let's set up the room mics, and why don't you just play something? So he played something. We looped it. And, you know, I would be in the booth or and sort of suggesting when the hook might come so he knew to do a fill or something, and I'm timing it out. It was just a drum track.
Right.
And then I tried to write, a couple of songs to it, didn't like anything we were getting. I had a Hammond organ in there one day, and I just had this idea, mainly, I guess, because I was listening to some White Stripes at the time, and I was thinking about, you know, no bass, and what if you did something with a Hammond organ and no bass? And I just, for some reason, I just happened on Soul Man and that arrangement. So I laid the organ down and, kind of had it blocked out how it might sound. And Donnie came down to the studio, and, you know, he's always willing to try anything, really. And we just started experimenting with it. And that's how it ended up happening.
Yeah, it's. I guess there's a lot of happy accidents involved in this. I'm an aspiring songwriter, and I seem to have all these thoughts in my head with these different melodies, and I can't seem to really flesh it out. I don't know, because I don't really play instruments, so to speak. I play the trumpet, and that doesn't help that much, I guess.
To me, it is a happy accident thing. I mean, it's weird, but you always, even now, we're working on some new music, and you know, I'm real excited about something. I'll go in, work with Donnie on some things, and I'm really thinking, this is it. Then I listen to it, and I go, that's not it. but there may be portions of it that I like or that we like.
Right.
And then we kind of erase the rest, and it ends up being something else, you know. So to me, writing songs it's a combination of inspiration as well as persistence. You got to and you got to know what you're doing to some extent to know how to develop melodies and,
right,
and all that. But I mean, it really is, you got to be persistent. I totally believe that, you know, you have the capability of just writing a great song if you just keep at it, you know?
Right. Well, what I've heard is, you know, don't be afraid of what, I mean, it may be crap that you put out, like you just record everything, any ideas you have on like a little tape cassette. That's what I've heard,
right.
And then
yeah,
something may come out of it. So
yeah,
definitely.
This is the process I love. It's just working in the studio, and you know, it's just kind of, I mean, if you love writing and just working in the studio, that's a joy in itself, and it's really not about the end result. I mean, Donnie and I at this point, I mean, we have some great, good fans out there who are, you know, who have really kind of kept us going over the years. And most people, when we play shows, of course they want to hear the stuff that was in our first 3-4 years of existence that really kind of put us on the map. Of course they're going to want to hear those songs, Aaliyah and That's the Way Love Ought to Be and all the rest of them. I don't know that. When I'm not much interested in the new stuff that Paul McCartney's doing.
Right.
It may be good, but I mean, if I want to go see him in concert, I really don't want to hear half the set new songs.
True.
We realize that's the case with us, but we just need to just do this because, you know, if you stop doing that, then you just kind of, you know, you just need to keep doing it. So
definitely. Well, I have like two more questions for you, and I'll get you off the line. Let me take care of this business. One second.
Okay.
Hi, this is Sarah.
And this is Whitney.
And we're the Sisters Fry.
Oh, yeah.
And you're listening to Double J on WPTS-FM.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. We have to get that legalities out of the way. Anyway, yeah, the last thing I wanted to ask you about is you're a copyright lawyer. Is that correct?
That's, oh, yeah. That's you... That was just, yeah, good.
That's just another hat that you're wearing. You're just,
wow. It's a pretty big hat the last 12 years. I mean, it was sort of my, second career. I mean, I just got interested in it because we got sued for Aaliyah.
I read about that.
Yeah, we got sued for copyright infringement. It was total BS lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
There was no basis to it. And we won the lawsuit. but
right.
Basically lost, everything the song had made up to that point, and more than that, just to pay our legal fees. And
wow.
So I was pretty, it was a real eye-opener, and I got very interested in copyright law because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, actually finishing college and going to law school. And becoming a lawyer then when I was, in my late 30s. And so I've been doing that now. But I find that I'm real happy. I'm happier than I've ever been. I love doing both. I love, I love just a mix of things. And, I'd never give up music or anything. We still play. We still record. But... I like the law thing as well.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you taking the time with us today, and I'll be in touch. And I'm going to put on a song of yours, but actually a rarity, I would say now, because I think it's out of print. It's from Cellar Full of Noise called "Gonna Act Like a Man." This song, listen, this is one of my. I have like a. Favorite, what would you call that? I don't have an iPod yet. I dropped mine. So,
okay.
I guess I put these MP3 discs together to walk at the track, and this song pumps me up. Gonna Act Like a Man. It wasn't written. Yeah, it wasn't written about. I'm sure about walking, exercising at the track, but I make it that way, and it gets
cool.
me going.
You keep it up too. That's
definitely
an accomplishment.
Well, thanks a lot, and we'll be in touch soon. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, Ed, all right. Have a good day, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, we had Mark Avsek on the line. And I'm hanging up the phone. And that was enjoyable, and I didn't stutter at all.